It's the 11-5 Kansas City Chiefs taking on the 9-7 Houston Texans in the very first game of Wild Card Weekend, 3:35 p.m. ESPN on Saturday. BJ, you look at this Texans team, Brian Hoyer, undrafted in 09, bounced around a few teams, but has seemed to find a home in Houston.
He has, and you look at what the Texans have had to deal with offensively, and particularly at the quarterback position this season. They had four different guys start. Now, Brian Hoyer was their guy at the beginning of the year. That's who the Chiefs faced back in week one. He had to deal with a concussion in the middle of the season. And you look at the 11 games that Brian Hoyer has played in this season, only three of those games have come against teams that finished with a winning record. So when you look at his overall numbers of 19 touchdowns, seven interceptions, completing over 60% of his passes, those numbers look pretty good, but when he's going up against some of the better defenses in the NFL, including the team he's going to face on Saturday in the Chiefs, he hasn't put up those same kind of numbers.
Now, as far as defending against this Texans offense, the Chiefs are dealing with a number of injuries at the outside linebacker position. The Texans are actually dealing with an injury at the left tackle position that's going to make an impact in this game.
Injured Texan is Dwayne Brown, their former all-pro tackle.
It had been held down by Dwayne Brown, who's been one of the best offensive tackles in football for the better part of a decade. Had a torn quadriceps last week in their game against the Jaguars. He's not going to go. So you got Chris Clark stepping in there to play the left tackle spot, somebody that the Chiefs will be familiar with. He spent the last 5 years of his career with the Denver Broncos, but obviously he's not the same caliber of player as Dwayne Brown. So it's definitely something to watch for, is how the Chiefs can get pressure coming off that blind side of Hoyer.
Now, everyone knows the Chiefs are entering this game with the 10-game winning streak, one of the best stretches of Alex Smith's career, but he's going to be dealing with the defense that in the Texans that's looking real good right now.
There's so much that's made about J.J. Watt, and for good reason. He leads the NFL with 17.5 sacks, but as Coach Reed said this week, he's not the only guy you have to worry about on that defense. You look at Whitney Mercilus, a fourth-year player at Illinois. He had 3.5 sacks in that game. Like I said, he has 12 on the season. He's another guy you have to worry about. The Chiefs have been so good at creating turnovers and not turning the ball over. They're going to have to keep that going.
Brian Parker picks it off.
All right, BJ, final key. How did the Chiefs ensure they're playing on division weekend?
It's turnovers. It's create turnovers on defense, something they've been pretty good at. They did it in the first game against the Houston Texans. Justin Houston got around the edge, had that huge strip sack fumble. And then on the offensive side of the ball, it's Alex Smith continuing to take care of the football, something that he's known for. So if they just keep up the momentum, keep doing what they've been doing, I think they're going to be in a good spot.
It's the Chiefs and the Texans, 3:35 p.m. on ESPN, coming at you this Saturday. He's BJ Kissel, I'm Pete Sweeney, and now you know what to focus on.